Now to David Sandler, who felt very strongly about tracking your cookbook behavior and keeping an attitude behavior journal to keep your eyesight healthy.
The biggest thing that attitude behavior journal will do for you, it will give you a reason to fail today. One of the things that the attitude behavior journal does is it gives you a track record for what's happening on a day-to-day basis so you can go back and review what's going on with you. For instance, I would go out and make 10 cold calls, didn't make a sale. So down at the bottom of the attitude behavior journal, what it says is, rate your role performance for that day. And because I made the 10 cold calls or 15 cold calls, I'd give myself a 9 or a 10 because I did the behavior. But then it said, rate your attitude. And my attitude was a 2. I'd done a good role job, but I felt terrible. I didn't make any money. I didn't feel good. I was worried, nervous, scared, frightened. And then there's another part in that attitude behavior journal that's called futures. And out of those 10 or 15 cold calls, there was always a few people that told me it's okay to call on them again. And I would write that down. Next day, I'd go out again. Another 15 cold calls. No sales. 15 calls, no sales. 3, 2. My attitude was way down here. And I kept turning the pages. Then around maybe the 6th or 7th day, I'd go back. I'd go back. As a matter of fact, I'm standing not far from one of the companies right across the street from here. And I'd go back and I'd walk in and I'd make a sale on a big commission. And then that day I felt 10 on the role side and 10 on the attitude side. But then I would go back to the futures and I would see that 7 days ago, when I called on that individual and didn't make a sale, that was the day I planted the seed to make all this money I made over here. But that was the day I had a 2 attitude. But then after a while, it caught up to me. I never knew what was going to happen with those futures. So I started worrying, well, why would I be a 2 today? Because soon I'm going to make a sale. I'll feel like a 10. I might as well feel like a 10 every day. And so that attitude behavior journal will put your head together and keep it on straight. You just never know. As long as you keep good records, you're going to find that on the day you felt lousy was the day you planted a seed to make a lot of money. And then after a while, you won't know which day it is, and then you forget about it. Now you feel good all the time. So if you've got it, it's in your kit, go dig it out. But highly successful people use good, keep good records and take notes.
Now here's a Sandler trainer to show you how to set up your cookbook.
Number 1, what are the total monthly expenses for your business and your household? These are called have-tos, the things that you need to spend money on. And don't forget to figure in taxes. Number 2, from your goals, select 4 or 5 tangible goals and compute how much money you need to earn each month in order to attain these goals. These are called want-tos, the things that you'd like to spend money on. Number 3, total the amounts in number 1 and number 2. This is how much you need to make every month to cover your expenses, including your goals. This is your total required monthly income. Number 4, determine what the average commission or profit is that you make on each sale that you close. Number 5, how many sales do you have to close in order to meet your required monthly income? Number 6, how many selling days are there in your work month? Deduct the number of days which are lost because of servicing clients and managing accounts, training, time off, weekends, that kind of stuff. Number 7, how many sales do you need to close per selling day in order to reach your selling goals? Number 8, is this realistic? Is this realistic based upon your industry, based upon your past performance, based upon what else is going on in your world, and especially based upon your current level of skill? Anybody can paste a picture of a Rolls-Royce silver cloud on their mirror and say that they will have it within a year, paid for in cash. But can you make it happen? Give your plans a reality check. If the best you ever did was to close 6 sales per month, and you now have a plan to close 12 sales per month to make your cookbook work, you're setting yourself up for failure. Number 9. If it passes the reality check, determine how many face-to-faces it takes to get an order. You might have to make X number of face-to-faces in order to make a sale. For instance, if you are in a 2-call business and you close 50% of the people you call on, it will take 4 face-to-faces to get an order. Have you ever tracked that number? Number 10. Determine how you get a face-to-face. Do you just walk in? Do you telephone for an appointment? What type of prospecting attempts do you make? Number 11. How many prospecting attempts, dials, or walk-ins does it take for you to get a face-to-face appointment? Don't forget to factor in no-shows. A no-show means those people who cancel their appointment or just don't show up for the appointment. How many contacts do you have to make to get a face-to-face appointment? Now, here's an example from Sally's cookbook. Numbers 1, 2, and 3, Sally's monthly required income, including the amount needed to accomplish 5 of her goals, is $4,000 per month. Number 4, her average commission is $500 per sale. Number 5, this means that Sally needs to close 8 sales per month in order to meet her required monthly income of $4,000. Number 6, she has also figured out that she has 16 days each month she can devote to making sales calls. Number 7 and 8. It's apparent that Sally needs to make a sale every other day, or 8 sales per month. During her sales career with AAA Sales Company, the best Sally has ever done is 6 sales per month. Number 9. It takes Sally, who was on a one-call business, 4 face-to-faces in order to close 1 sale. Since Sally needs to close 8 sales, she needs to get 32 face-to-faces each month, or 2 each selling day. Remember, she only has 16 days to sell each month. Number 10, Sally gets her appointments over the telephone. Number 11, in order to get in front of 2 qualified prospects each selling day, Sally knows she needs to make 5 contacts. In order to do that, Sally needs to make 3 prospecting attempts to get 1 contact. Her cancellation rate is low, so Sally's decided not to figure it in. Sally now knows she has to make 15 prospecting attempts to contact 5 prospects each day, 80 a month, in order to get 2 qualified selling appointments each day, 32 a month to close 2 sales each week, or 8 a month to make her required monthly income. Sally knows that her minimum daily behavior is to make 15 prospecting attempts, and that behavior, which she can control, will result in 8 sales per month on average.
Your cookbook program will tell you in a very short period of time just what area of your selling cycle you'll need to work on. Are you closing enough of the prospects you're getting in front of? Do you reach enough prospects? Is your prospecting consistent? You'll also discover that tracking your behavior every day can be very motivating. You'll have to trap yourself in a system that works for you because you'll need discipline in documenting all of your behavior. In order to use your cookbook, you'll need to decide what names you give each of your selling activities. For example, a dial is every time you pick up the phone. A contact is every time you reach a prospect by phone and have a conversation, regardless of the outcome. An appointment booked is every time you set an appointment over the phone. An appointment kept is all the appointments that you go on. Print these headings on small mailing labels and then stick your tailored label on each page of your daily calendar, either at the top or bottom of the page, or use your PC planner. If you keep your daily calendar on a PDA or other electronic device, use the specific features of that device to track the same selling activities. Track each behavior and tally each of your activities at the end of the day. If you really want to manage your behavior more effectively, enter your tallies into a computer program that will automatically print out weekly and monthly results. You will be able to fine-tune how much time you spend on each behavior and figure out how to spend it most productively. When you discover what's wrong with your behavior and use your cookbook to fix your behavior, your financial goals will take care of themselves. Listen now as David Sandler puts it all in perspective.
What I'm trying to do with this process is take the goal-setting program that we've dealt with for years, I'm trying to breathe a little life into it because I'm not comfortable and satisfied with the fact that why out of 100 people do only 5 people set goals? So I can't sit back here and take the position, well, the I-centered position, well, I gave it to you, I know what to do with it. I've got to say if only 5% of the people who understand about goal-setting and recognize what goal-setting does for you aren't doing it, we've got to do something different. So what I'm doing here, for all of you who have gone through all those goal-setting exercises with us, I'm just trying to put some flesh and blood in this thing. And I'm adding this one that you haven't had before, which is now that you've got these goals and plans and you're listing your options, and you put down your wrist, I want you to sit with it for a while. Carry it around for a while. You move away from an intellectual exercise in goal setting. Recognize and own those fears that you're feeling. You're looking at these goals that you set, and hopefully you've got some gutsy, lofty goals, and you're looking at those things, and you're saying, I'm afraid. I'm stuck. I'm afraid to take this. I may not do this, and then all those negative things are going to happen to me.